This week, the Rogue Women Fund has $13 million to invest in women-led businesses. There's another really negative story that's kind of breaking right now. Founder Coffee heads to Southeast Portland. Bend-based Revise receives $1 million in strategic financing. And the city of Portland would love to hear how you feel about their use of AI. Hello. Glad you're here. I think the biggest news this week was Rogue Women has $13 million in their fund from which to invest. While that's great, I love it. I love the work that Caroline Lewis is doing. I thought another important part of this story was it really speaks to the dynamics of venture capital and something really important to understand from a founder perspective. Caroline's raising a fund. The target of the fund is $30 million. And you're like, wait, 30? I thought you said 13. Yes, because what's happened is Caroline has raised enough money that she's hit her first close. And if the term first close doesn't mean anything to you, what it means is this. VCs have an arrangement with their limited partners where they say, look, I'm looking to raise this much money. And the VCs may say, but if I can raise this much, then that will be my first close and I can start cutting checks and we can start moving capital. We can start going to work with the money you want to invest, even though I haven't raised the entire fund yet. So that's what's happened. Rogue Women, obviously focused on women-led companies around the US, not just Portland focused, but it's amazing that she's hit this close and is making investments. She's also doing a fellowship program. I think she's calling it a fellowship that allows anyone to kind of experience the world of venture capital, which is awesome. And she's already selected people for that. I don't think she's announced them yet, but hopefully I'll be able to help share that news in the coming weeks when we learn about the fellows in her program. But again, if you are a women-founded, women-led startup looking for venture capital funding, I would highly suggest you look to Rogue Women. Just a really great member of the community, and I know will be a great steward of that capital. If you're looking to raise capital, go talk to Caroline. So here's the thing. I like you. I like having you here. You might even like me if we got to spend a little more time together. The easiest way to make that happen, just subscribe. I know there are a lot of like happy hour networking events, but sometimes you're like, look, I don't need another happy hour. Or maybe I'm busy in the evening, or maybe I just don't like the drinking and talking kind of thing. Well, I've got some good news for you. Founder Coffee is designed to allow you to have those same networking opportunities with a stimulant instead of a depressant. That's right. Founder Coffee happens in the morning on a monthly basis. So at 9 a.m. on May 14th at Fairlane Coffee in Selwood, Westmoreland area. I think it's Westmoreland. In Westmoreland, Selwoody, Southeasty area. Founders will be gathering to have coffee with one another and to chat it up and network and meet one another and share stories and tales about their founding journey. So if you are the founder of a product-based company, so not a services-based company, not something where you have like paid by the hour clientele kind of business, but you're selling a product, be it a technology product or otherwise, you're encouraged to show up to Founder Coffee and meet some other founders just like you in the community. They're usually there for an hour or two. It's usually a pretty good gathering, so I highly suggest you head over there. I believe you can go to founder.coffee and it will give you all the details, but just in case it doesn't, make sure to head over to Meetup and look at Founder Coffee and you'll be able to find all the details and logistics. And if you can't make this one, if you're like, oh, I would have loved to do that, but Tuesday's too soon, or I've already booked meetings or whatever, you can still sign up for the Meetup group, and then they'll alert you the next time they have a founder coffee. So go ahead and do that. Speaking of Meetup groups, there's a new Meetup group called Rose City Techies that's designed to help technology people get to know one another and networking. They have a speed dating, kind of speed networking event coming up next week. The event will be held May 15th. I believe it's at the Hawthorne Asylum. I know it's at a food cart pod. I'm not quite remembering, but I think it's Hawthorne Asylum on May the 15th. Again, if you're interested in attending that, meeting other people in the tech community, doing some speed networking kind of stuff, like they have like an agenda and kind of rules and stuff. Like, it's organized. This isn't any like willy-nilly networking get together. These Rose City techies have it dialed. So if that sounds like something that appealed to you, I don't know, maybe you're a product manager or something, make sure and head on over to Meetup, look up Rose City Techies. Even if you can't make it, always good to sign up to the Meetup group so that you get the alerts. And I don't have to tell you about it because Meetup will tell you about it. And then you'll be like, thanks for reminding me, Rick. I already had that on my schedule. Rose City Techies, founder coffee, go to those meetups, meet people in the community, get connected. Another story out of Bend. Seeing more and more activity out of Bend, a company called Revise just raised $1 million in strategic investment. So, you know, typical equity-based financing and venture capital are people who are focused on taking money and making a lot more money with that money. Another form of equity-based investing is strategic investment, where you putting money into another company strategically helps your company. And so that's kind of what this investment in Revise is for. They're a property tech kind of play, primarily for helping people who manage multifamily housing, multifamily real estate engagements, helping them choose vendors and reputable service providers. So Revise had a Bend, $1 million strategic financing. It'll be interesting to watch their journey. Seeing a few property tech companies pop up here and there. And obviously, the Pacific Northwest has more than its fair share of property tech. So it'll just be interesting to see what's happening in Bend with Revise and what this $1 million infusion of capital will help them do next. I don't know if you've heard, but apparently artificial intelligence is a thing. So much a thing that not only are private industry startups using AI, people are building their own AI stuff, they're bolting AI onto other things that they're building, but also government is getting quite interested in the potential uses and applications of AI. Talked a few weeks ago about that at the state level, where they're having discussions about how the state of Oregon will apply and use AI in their work. And now the city of Portland is having very similar discussions. If you would like to be part of that discussion and you have some opinions on how the city could use AI or maybe shouldn't use AI, then I highly encourage you to get involved in that conversation. They'll be meeting on May 16th. It's a hybrid event, so I think they have room for like 40 people in the Portland building, but they're also doing a Zoom meeting so you can attend virtually, discuss, provide public comment, all those kind of things. If you have an opinion on AI and how the city should or should not be using AI, I highly encourage you to attend that. Again, May 16th in the evening. And that's it. Pretty quick week. It was a little quiet, like not a bad way quiet. It's just kind of like, yeah, just a little quiet. Like even I was watching, you know, I follow other journalists, like, you know, I love the work that Malia Spencer does at the Portland Business Journal. Love the work that Demi Lawrence does at the Portland Business Journal. Always keeping an eye on them. Always reading the GeekWire. Always having like the Google alerts tell me about what's going on and like what's happening and who's doing what. And it was just really quiet this week. People were running stories that had kind of been like, oh yeah, I meant to write this up a couple weeks ago. I'm going to write it up this week because it's a slow news week. So don't worry, you're not missing anything. If you feel like you're kind of behind and you're like, I don't know what happened. Not much. It's a little bit quiet. So don't worry about it. You're all good. I've caught you up on all the big things. There's another really negative story that's kind of breaking right now that I don't have a lot of details on. But just so you're aware, Vacasa is laying off like 800 people. I have no idea how that impacts the Portland office of Vacasa. I don't know if this is throughout the organization. If you're affected by this layoff, I apologize. I'm sorry to hear that you're going through that. And let's figure out a way to get you to land on your feet and find your next gig. Hang in there. We will figure out how to help you. I think that's it for this week. It's warm this weekend. It's supposed to be hot. Take care of yourself. Please stay cool. I mean, you're already pretty cool. Sunday is Mother's Day. Please do something nice for your mom or for a mom in your life. Hang in there. Stay cool. And until we get the chance to chat again, please keep up the good work.